Okay, so Chaddy in at the early hype of 2024, or 2024, has decided to release what I can consider a great song, especially if it's his introduction, because JID to me is so much overlooked. And so, before we get into this conversation, welcome to the World is King CJ Music Podcast, and we're gonna have some fun. I think we're gonna have more, a little bit more fun than normally have, and I know I've been on the hiatus, so we're gonna have a little bit of fun. I'm gonna break this down because I think JID lyrically is one of the best lyrically to ever do it, and he mentions it on his 30th freestyle, which I think just it's a great way to start off 2020 by JID, but it is truly one of the best ways to do it, right? Because there was hype around sound surrounding, and so he this is kind of the best way I would love him to like play off of a song. And so his first verse is by far one of my favorite. I think that's just the way that this is strictly put together, where he goes, "I'm under pressure, I gotta stick with the heat, an extra clip beside my dresser like I'm Pac," right? Like I'm Pac, paranoid guys, puffing on pot, which I think it's funny, right? To end it on a C and go, well, to end it in round pot, I think sleep on it. And then I just the way that this is set up, I love the way that this verse is set up, right? It's that it's like it's the way that it's set up is something that I really do enjoy, especially from JID, because we haven't got much from JID recently. Stop, we ain't stupid, right? Puffing it out of your chest, boy, we ain't stupid, which I think is true. I think a lot of people try to puff and they don't think we realize that. I don't know. It's a weird line. I love the way that it's put. The way that this is done, it's because I do love it. You know, it's one of these songs that I do really enjoy. He says it's Barry Bonds. He says, my latest, I'm none but I'm the greats. You know, it's a different kind of, I have a wide range of styles. And we've seen by JD's song selection and beat selection, especially by conductors, they're like no other. Everything is vanilla, and it's very something. It's unique, especially from hearing from a JID perspective, which I do enjoy. Say congratulations, everyone. I'm active. Imagine if I was the first, let's say, Barry Bonds, which I find funny. He says like they're battling in cages, which Barry Bonds was to me. I would say very su well. I'd say he's very he was very successful. I think he was very successful to me, and I think that's he's like he's Barry Bonds in the cages, and then for his career to be outshined, he was allegedly roamed to use, allegedly, known for using, steroids or behavior enhancing drugs. So this line goes: imagine if they let. If they have first let Barry Bonds out of the batting cage, performance enhancing drugs around my accolades, which is all the records that he has set or people believed he was gonna set. At a certain point, he wasn't able to set, people looked at his accolades and said, "Oh, was this because of steroid use?" So I like the way this is set up. Running my bath, running my running my bath, running my back. It's this play on words that I do like through Jaddy's. They've been sack chasing. They've been money chasing for the bag of the money that people are getting, which is weird because the way that it came out by Barry Bonds is, you know, they were trying to chase money. But if all these rats are racing, I'm coming in last place, which I think this is because he says all these snakes and I'm running fast, which is a double of time draft. If people are gonna snitch on me or tell on me. You know, this is about telling on people. I'm not gonna tell, but if there's a rat in my, in a circle, people that I'm associated with, then I'm gonna run very fast from that situation. Because we've seen when people have snakes and rats in their situations, they face certain consequences. I'm not gonna say that the RICO charge is because of a a rat situation or a snake situation, or the rat situation would be more of the better way to put that. But the rat situation where they'll go to federal, they will go to get like a plea deal so they don't go to jail, so they'll tell on you, which is snitching, which then turns into the form of ratting. And then snakes, they get jealous of the money or stuff that you're making, and you know, it becomes you know, you're gonna run so they don't get you. Offense autograph ball because I passed the grades. I'm an athlete. I turn your favorite rapper into ashes in an ashtray, which I think I like this bar. I do like this bar, and he says that I autograph the ball, and I passed the grades, which I think is true. I think so. We've had this discussion, and this discussion is JID. Where he is now, right? If J. Cole was to pass the torch to J.I.D., because J.I.D. is already in a conversation of the greats, right? Coming out of Dreamville, because everyone says that Dreamville has that roster of artists that are going to come out, be the greatest, and, you know, they're going to run the rap game. Allegedly, we go 5-10 years, right? What? He's past the great. Like, he's... Some people even say he's better than the greats at certain people, his ability to articulate certain words and phrases. So I wonder, when he says pass the ball, I'm an athlete, and he's very competitive. You can tell J.I.D. is competitive in the word choices that he picks. So when he goes, I'm an athlete, I'll turn your favorite rapper into an ashtray, which I think that's true. I think for certain people, I think that's true. If you listen to mainstream music, JID will wrap circles around any artist in this current industry, right? In this current industry, that especially includes like people like J. Cole, Kendrick, The Black Thoughts. Anyone that isn't lyrical, I think JID will wrap circles around anybody, right? And this is a conversation I would love to have. Like, this is a conversation, if we go, who can JID go versus Catalog Freestyles, his old stuff, his mixtapes? Who can JID still out rap? You know, and that'd be a great conversation that I would have to have another guest on this show to have a full and unbiased opinion on. And we would have to have a conversation where we would have to listen to music in live time, which I think if I do that, it'd be a video thing. But that's true. I think that's genuinely true. When we go, my last is my greatest. I graduated from Furious and Mad. Now I'm just aggravated. Which I think, so when he says this bar, it's a line of, at a certain point, you got to graduate from being always mad about the world or being mad at things that you can't control, which is interesting to talk about. But at a certain point, you have to, you kind of have to get over it and be happy about it in a certain sense and just kind of enjoy it and just... You kind of have to realize you just don't have to be aggravated about it and just have to deal with it. You can't really be furious, mad about it, trying to change it from a certain situation that you're currently in. And at a certain standpoint, I think that is... That's what I'm saying. This is great because it's very thought-provoking. He says, ask Dre. You know, and I think to a certain extent, if you ask Dre, he'll probably say, J.I.D. is one of the most creative artists I've seen around. Ask the masses on the plantations. Ask the magistrate. The magistrate, let me quickly explain the magistrate. The magistrate, because there are people saying this is a clever line. Masters on a plantation, I don't think I have to explain, but the magistrate are people that sign off on, in a justice system, that sign off on bills, basically, for like search warrants, and that you have to bring them a certain amount of evidence. Which I don't know if people are going to get that bar. I mean, if you love legal law, you might. And he says, who's the biggest, who's the baddest in the land? And besides, if we're talking, who's going to competitively go up against JID? Who's going to competitively come up against JID if JID takes this fame and goes with it? It's very few people from JID's, like, it's very few people from JID's, from JID's class, there's very few people, right, that are going to be able to match JID's ability to rap, his lyrical ability, him to put everything together, Right? It's very difficult. He says, drop a tape before the album. Most of y'all are lost. Most of y'all have lost taste, which is his basic reflection of saying a lot of people have lost touch of what the Rat Game was really about. And to me, I think that alone is gonna spark a lot of people's opinions. And so when it sparks people's opinions, you kind of have to listen to why did they do this? Why was this agreed upon? Why was this? Why did he say that line? And I think to most people, we go live from line. I think this is very. I'm sniffing the hounds of sense of lost greats. I think there are a lot of lost greats that have certain opinions about certain different things that people are like, you're very lost in the way that you do things. Put up your guard or pick up a rod, which we can handle it in heaven, we can handle it in God's gates, or we can handle it here, which is the next line, which I think that's all the tough behind the scenes, but softer than all tough, but behind the scenes, you know? But behind all tough and behind all the scenes of silver and bread, which broad bread, which I don't know. People might not know what broad bread is, but broad bread is a kind of bread you can get. Which, what was it? Broad butter? No, it's broad bread. Never mind, it's not broad bread. I'm overthinking these words. I'm overthinking these lyrics, really. But it's true, and All things I'm going to say, I mean. And basically said everything he says, he means. And I say, responding to beef, s'il vous plaît. Which, s'il vous plaît, I don't know how much. I mean, you don't really have to travel, but you just have to kind of know a little bit of French. But s'il vous plaît just means please. Vous just means they. But it's weird, right? Because it's s'il vous plaît. I'm the master. I'm the dragon. And the teacher, which I think he's going to teach a new style of artists, especially when they're trying to come up, that there's a different way to do rap, right? There's a different way to do rap and still be famous. I'm the dragon, meaning I'm going to be able to take anybody you send me to. But I'm the master of this craft. And to the way that Jaddy raps and the way that he puts beats together with actual conductors, that's a master in the craft right there. That's something that, it can be taught. And I carry Christ as a pet. It can be taught, but it's very rare to teach like this level of music theory to somebody that doesn't know music theory that's trying to make music. Which music theory? Music theory, if we sat here and had a genuine conversation, music theory, it would take me 3 hours to talk about. But I carry Christ with a passion. Blast this year. When I'm on a stage dropping ether. And I'm very unethical when it comes to public speaking. Can we talk about ether? He says dropping ether. Now, when he said when I first heard it, and his genuine was, I'm dropping ether. I was like, when I'm on stage, on dropping ether. Ether made me bring up Nas's ether against Jay-Z, and that's a diss track that I'm never going down. I'm very unethical when it comes to public speaking. Like, he's just gonna say what's on his mind. This has changed. This has changed. He's not very unethical. This could be the public speaking or media management. What it used to be called was managed media management or public speaking. But he says he's very unethical when it comes to it. I probably been smoking and drinking and say what. What I'm thinking, which I think to some extent you can't blame Jaddy for doing, because he's the great at doing it. If it's a beef, I mean flesh, he's turning into a T-Rex. It's weird. I don't know. Like, it's, I'll say this. I'll say that if JID releases this album, if he's serious about dropping a tape before he drops the album, I'm kind of happy to hear two projects from JID, especially going into 2024 and midway through 2024. I'm going to blast it no matter what, right? But this song in itself, the message it has between it, I can't rate this. Right? Like, I can rate this and give it a genuine, like, an 8 or a 9 out of 10, and you'd be genuinely happy with the result, right? And I think it's true, but I think you. This is a sequel. Like, this is his sequel to 29 Freestyle. I think he's doing it every year. Every birthday, I think that's what he's doing, right? I think that's what he's doing, because he did 29 Freestyle in 2022 of June, so this would be the. Yeah, this would be a 30 freestyle. So we would get and ideally, if this is the way he does it, it'll be a 31 freestyle next year, right? But it's true. I think this talk about the 30 freestyle, which I hope he does a 31 freestyle. If he does, it'll be amazing. But this talk around Dreamville's roster being genuinely what Young Money Cash Money Records was in early 2000s is something that I could see. And JID being the lead cause and being in his top three conversation when we get away from Drake, Cole, and Kendrick, I don't see why he shouldn't be involved in the top three, right? The work he's put in, the collaborations, everything he's done, it would give him top three status. So it'll be interesting in a couple years, especially to watch who is the official top three after J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake. Right, but it does lead me to think that there's a new style brewing, and JID is the best at doing it. Like, it's very hard. I haven't heard a person create conducting music from a conductor's point of view or a full orchestra in a while. So JID being able to do it is something I can't explain. So lyrically, this is a 10 out of 10. I think this is one of the best songs to come out of 2024 already. I think this sets a standard, which I'm gonna have to give it a 9. This is a standard. If we get a tape before his album, I would love it. Or a taste of that album, which I'm still gonna love if we do it, but there's albums I'm waiting on. His album I'm waiting on, but there's another album I'm waiting for. I mean, I don't know. So it's a very interesting conversation to have by far. I think you kind of struck a nerve when you say who's the best, but. It's his claim to basically say, I'm the best at doing it. Where in the early 2000s, it was best to claim, I'm the best rapper alive. He's just saying, genuinely, I can wrap circles around your favorite artist. I can make your favorite artist an ashtray, ashes in an ashtray. And I genuinely, I'm happy he's doing this now. Because I think a few rappers did fail when they didn't say, I'm the best rapper alive. And they became forgotten. So I don't know. Overall, I think this is a definitely a 9 out of 10, maybe a 10 out of 10. This is a nice song, right? This is an 8 out of 10. And there's not much changing from the lyrics or the message. And the message alone, okay, so the message is an 8 for me, right? Because I've known this conversation, I've wanted to have this conversation, but many people don't want to have this conversation. So it's touchy, it's a tough and go, right? So I don't know. Tell me how you feel. And if you enjoy it, listen to another episode from the Royalist King CJ Music Podcast. And that would be great. You know, we're going to have a whole conversation of an amazing year this year. And this is just half of it. So I hope you do enjoy. I hope you listen to the rest of the podcast. And I hope you listen to other episodes. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed. And with that all being said, JID's 30 Freestyle, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. For 2024, and so I picked up a few things. So, welcome, and I'm happy. Oh, well, goodbye, and I'm happy you listen to the Royalist King CJ Music Podcast.